Welcome to the Thursday night broadcast of the South Carolina Fellowship of the Fishermen Ministry. If you would like to support this ministry and our programs, please go to our website at www.thefishermenministry.org and click the donation button on the site. Thank you for your support.
Just thank you for another day to serve you, another day to worship you. Thank you for what you've done and what you continue to do, Lord, in us. May your spirit be upon this and on this worship, Lord. May it be pleasing to your ears. May we have ears to hear and receive your word, Lord, and go forward in it. In Jesus' name, amen.
Of the way I feel, Jesus is the Lord. than 1 John 4:7 and 8. 1 John 4:7 and 8. 1 John 4:7 and 8.
Good evening. Hello. Good evening. Good evening. Is it working? Yeah, kind of, sort of. Oh, yeah, it's working. I'm actually going to go straight into 1 Corinthians 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, I am become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith, so that I could remove mountains, and have not charity, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity, it profiteth me nothing. Charity suffereth long, and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. And, you know, this is talking about that agape love, not the philios love, of choice and preferring other people over ourselves. And I've been thinking about that a lot and how short I really frankly fall in that. But it really is preferring other people over myself, not even taking into consideration what is best, you know, what I want. Because it's very easy for me to go, you know, the Lord will say, you know, or put it on my heart to say a thing to somebody. Well, what are they going to think? How are they going to receive that? Or what are the I don't want us? Somebody asked me to help them with the thing. I'd really rather sit on my butt and watch TV. Is that loving me or is that loving them? And, you know, it's loving me. There's not my will, Lord, but your will be done. And that when I'm in that place, that's not it. You know, they were talking last night about giving money, and once you give it away, in the Bible study last night, women's Bible study, they were talking about once you give away your money, it's no longer yours. It's no longer yours. You've given it away. What's it to you? What happens to it? And or what it's spent on? And the truth of the matter is, if I've given my life to the Lord, it's no longer mine. It's His to do as He sees fit. It goes past money. It's my spouse, my children, cars, houses, whatever it is. It's not mine. It's His. And how He chooses to use me, how He chooses to use the things I possess, what's it to me? What's it to me? If it's no longer mine and I've given it and laid it all down to Him. And I need to be reminded of that because the natural man wants to go back the other direction. How's it going to affect me? You know. Well, that's not, Lord, your will be done. Here's my life. It's yours. You paid the debt I couldn't pay. It's yours. You do with it as you see fit. Your will be done. Ann said something last night, and I actually put it down so I would get it right. Ann said, I think it's worth mentioning, she said they were expecting a king, and what they got was the lamb. The people were expecting a king, but what they got was the lamb. praise God, the Lamb who came down and laid down his life for a people who don't deserve it, who aren't worthy of it, and never will be. And that's every single one of us. But he came down and he preferred us over himself. Are we doing that for each other? I suck at it. But I don't have to stay that way. I can't fix me. You can't fix me. I can't fix you. But he is well able to begin the work and to finish the work if we yet ask and believe that he will. He is well able and willing, as Paul often says. He's not just able, he's Paul Muller. He's not just able, but he's willing. And when I find myself in this, you know, place where I kind of look at myself and go, wow, you're not really loving the people around you. It's what they need, not what you think they need. And if I don't know what they need or what the Lord would have for them, I have people I can seek counsel to find out what to do in that situation. But he is good. I mean, he preferred us over himself. He came down here and died on the cross, carried the weight of the sin of the whole world, because he's good. It's his nature. And if you find you're not loving him and you're not loving one another, we can turn around. We don't have to stay there. And he doesn't hold it against us. It is as far as the east is from the west if we choose to take it to him. Lord, forgive me. I haven't been loving you. I haven't been loving my brothers, my sisters. I've been loving myself. Forgive me. Show me your ways. Teach me your paths. And expect him to. Because he will. He is able and he's willing.
And earth adore him. Angels. Good evening. You said something interesting that piqued a little train of thought with me. He came as the Lamb to a people who were expecting and wanted a king. Came as a Lamb to people who didn't know they needed him. Didn't know why they should want him or desire him. And remind me of Romans, where Romans talks about us being heirs by adoption. You know, he's thought of everything and it's not on us and what we've done. It's on him and what he's done for us to be able to partake of it. This thing may as well be hanging in my face because I seem to be going to hit it every time I move. And I don't know about you, it's bad on my ears, and I don't need it. He describes the provision made for those who are not of the blind, of the vine, of the inheritance line. They're not Jews by the flesh. And just the idea that he made provision for us who were not his is awesome. And above that, which we could ask. Circumcised, not in the flesh, but in the heart. To be a people that is his people and who will have him as their God. You know, his goodness is from generation to generation. And I just think, you know, I sit here in myself and just praise God that there's been a clinical reason for the reason I feel like I've been run over by a truck. And tomorrow they're going to give me a blood transfusion, and that's going to take care of most of that. But that's going to be sweet. The Lord has another measure of the Lord's goodness to me. But I got an opportunity to have that corrected. And his goodness is there for you. You don't have to look hard for him. He's right here. He's at a hand. And somebody who set up a system to convert those who are not of his flock to be members of his flock so they could become members those who have an inheritance in his kingdom. It was important to him that we have that chance. We have to remember that it's important to him for others to get that chance as well. And that's our job and our ministry here. And that is what it is. I'm done.
Talking about, and I missed whoever was first. I missed yours, Lisa. But one of the things that you were talking about is the provision of the Lord yet there for us. And it's amazing because I just read Romans not too long ago. And the opportunity that we have is just outstanding of what he did by laying down his life that we can partake of the goodness of the Lord. The absolute goodness and the faith that he gave us. I mean, it is a praise the Lord, hallelujah. And then there's a point of which we either receive that goodness or we reject that goodness. Okay, as I have testified here on Sundays and times past of just that way that he's shown us. Okay, just that way of he's shown us. I think it was even just this past Sunday. It seems like it'll be a repeating thing of just how good God is and how good he's been to me personally. And one of the things is that happens in this is because I come to him a struggle and a mess, wrapped up, don't know which way's up or down, left or right many times. I don't know. You know, what to do many times about a situation. But what does he show as I come to him? Okay, as I come to him in these things, he ministers unto me a better way in each situation that I deal with in my life. And it's an amazing thing. And every time that advice is given to me, and it's always, it seems to be always down that line of authority. I mean, there's really not a way around it. I mean, that's one thing I want to highlight and point out, because there really isn't a way around that. Now, just to kind of come to the point here, there's you can't go around that. When the Lord sets up that line of authority, He calls you to be in that line of authority. You can't go around. Okay, so that advice is given to me through down through that line of authority that I have. And what ends up happening is I take heed to it and I'm blessed. I'm blessed beyond a curse, man. It's an awesome thing. It's an awesome thing. And things come out above I can ask or think is what happens. It's an amazing thing. Absolutely amazing. And I just go every Sunday from Sunday to Sunday going, praise God. Hey, let me tell you about what happened, you know. But is that not the case? I mean, that is very much the case there. And our job is to do in that line of authority as it is done unto us. Wives, to be to that helpmeet for your husband and a ministry to the kids. Kids, to be the helpers to your parents and serve them and love your brothers and sisters in the Lord. And then you got the, you know, the positions in the church, and it goes on and so forth. But that's the same thing that ought to happen. Amen. Even if it's that agape love, which it can be quite hard. You might have to rattle some cages to get some people's attention sometimes. Sometimes it's correction for your kids and you have to tell them to make them a choice. Right? But it's an amazing thing. I mean, I've just experienced not too long ago, I think it was this week, I think it was last week, same thing happened. I had to kind of bring a hard choice to one of my daughters. They made that choice, had a great, awesome day. It was an awesome thing. I mean, praise God. Seen it in action in my own home. I see it in action at work. And I just sit there and go, praise God. Amen. Guys, if we do such, such, and such, they do such, such, and such. Guess what happens? They're blessed. It becomes easier for them. And what we're all ministering here is what? The grace of God in a better way that we've been trying to hang on to. Hasn't that been the case? Paul, earlier this week, I mean, he had some things we talked about. It was some things we talked about, but what happened? I mean, at first he had that bag on his kidney coming right out of his kidney. It was about no flow. Didn't know the dang thing was going to... He thought it was dead, wasn't working. Isn't that right, Paul? I remember that. I remember lifting those things up in prayer. I remember talking to you about kind of a new way to go about handling some things and these kinds of things. And what happens just this week? Did not that bag start filling up? It was right after surgery, and bag filled up more than it did all week. And I think you heard me, didn't you, Paul? He did. Okay, do you see how clear and simple this is? And see, it's a praise God. It's a praise God. See, and the Lord's good. He does not want to hang good things in front of you and not let you have them. That's not Him. That's not Him at all. That's not His way. Okay, that's not Him. And see, and that's why... See how it just flows right on down? You see how that line of authority works? But see... Take heed. And now this is where I want to go to Romans. Because I really need to take heed to that and how this works. What's that?
He desires
to give you the kingdom, as Paul says. And see, the vice that we get is not for destruction. No, it's not. It's not. It has not been. It's been for our good. Angie, you had something not too long ago experience where... Ooh, a lot of things were not, I mean, you were trying to accomplish something in front of you. It seemed impossible. You felt like you were squeezed being by two different places and you really didn't want to know. You wanted to throw your hands up and quit, didn't you? Okay? You went and you talked to somebody about it. Somebody got wind of it. What happened? It worked out better than you thought. Above that, I can ask or think. Did it not? Where did that advice come from? Your authorities. Me, she says. And it ain't about me. And it ain't about Steve. And it ain't about Davey. It's not. It's about Jesus Christ. Okay, so I mean, that's the point I'm trying to make. You didn't have to save me. But that's how we tap into His goodness. And see, it's a humbling thing when we gotta hear or receive from others. But really, when you get about to be about the Lord's business and that's what you want, it ain't no big deal to you. You're just all about it, isn't it? I mean, it's like, praise God. I mean, every time you get that advice, it's like, oh my gosh, thank goodness. Because, woo! I was ready to jump ship. This thing, no fun. No fun, let me put it that way. No fun. But it's an amazing thing. But you wouldn't believe in the times past as I look back at the advice given to me that in the hard-headed times, I guess I could say, I mean, I don't know, that I did not take heed. Okay, and the reason why I didn't take heed was because of pride. I thought I knew better. I looked and judged the advice and said, that was stupid. Judged the correction. I don't think that's the case at all. I tell you what, it just did not end up very good for me then when I did not take heed to those things at all. I went about my own merry way and almost got myself killed once, twice, three, four, five times. I mean, you can go ahead and go down that road. But do you see? And I think that's been the experience with all of us. And we just need not to forget, He is good. And it's so downright simple. It really is. It's just that simple, guys. Trust Him. Believe that He's good. Take heed to His word and what it says and about His way. I want to read. Man, I can go a little bit. There's some time here. I want to go to chapter 6, and I would like to do the whole thing, but that would be a really long time. I'm going to read from the beginning. And as I read from the beginning, I'm only going to hit a few points to the point I want to get to. Because I really don't want to read this whole verse. Or just part of this verse without reading the rest of it. Alright. And 6. What shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we live that are dead to sin? Oh, I'm sorry. God forbid. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? Know ye not that so many of us were baptized into Jesus Christ, were baptized into His death? Therefore we are buried with Him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in newness of life. For we have been planted together in the likeness of His death, we shall be also in the likeness of His resurrection. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with Him, that the body of sin might be destroyed, that henceforth we should not serve sin. For he that is dead is freed from sin. Now if we be dead with Christ, we believe that we shall also live with Him, knowing that Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over Him. For in that He died unto sin once, but in that He liveth, He liveth unto God. Likewise. Okay, and this is the kicker, because this, that old man is dead. We don't have to partake of him anymore. He's given us a new life. And likewise, Likewise, reckon ye also yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Some of the things that I was talking about before I even dipped into this chapter are parts of this is how you become dead to that old man and reckon yourself dead and you live unto him. And being a part of his body. Let not sin there reign in your mortal body that you should obey it in the lust thereof. Neither yield your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness unto God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under the law, but under grace. What then? Shall we sin because we are not under the law, but under grace? God forbid. Know ye not that to whom ye yield your servants to obey, his servants you are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? And the reason why I want to get here is because there's that opportunity to live unto him. There's that opportunity to be a part of his body. There's that opportunity right there. So knowing that he paid the price, gave us the faith, did all those things there for us. Right there for us to partake of. It's right there for you. How you take heed to that is simply by that line of authority. How the Lord gives it to you. Whatever the case may be. Down that line of authority. Maybe in an instant. By His Spirit. Might just quicken you right by His Spirit. But whatever the case may be, don't live unto that old man anymore. Don't buy into that unbelief. Replace that sin with unbelief. Man, that thing is trying, that old man's trying to give it to you all the time. And see, the sign of unbelief is when you do get that advice, you do get that counsel, you do get that better way that the Lord provided. And I want to clarify that the Lord provided. Take heed to that. Listen to that. Be obedient to that because that's for your good. Okay, don't believe that old man, as stubborn as I was when I gave an example of myself doing that and it almost killed me. Don't be listening to that thing. That thing wants to kill you. That thing wants to drag you down. Don't take heed to it. Because in 16, now know ye not to whom ye yield your servants to obey, his servants you are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. You see the choice right there? It's our choice. We can take heed to that new way that the Lord gives us, or we can take heed to that old man who's trying to what? Kill, steal, and destroy. Because that old man is in league with the enemy and its agenda. So whomever, which one you obey there, that's who you're going to be of. And I tell you, that old man, I've listened to him a long time, man, and he has never been somebody I can rely on. Never. It might have sounded good. It might have been fun. But the end of that road was death, and literally, I was laying on the ground having to be revived. It was a scary thing. At the time, it looked great. The partying, the drugs, oh my goodness. I mean, it was awesome, man. But I had to be revived when I hit the floor. It was a deceitful thing. And it tried to kill me. I did that. I listened to that. And the only one that was... And I knew better. And the only one that was responsible for me being down there at that place was me. Now, it wasn't the drug dealer's fault who sold me the very potent stuff that has not been that potent in a long time. It wasn't because the way I was raised, I became just, you know, a problem. You know, I mean, you know, it was my parents' fault the way they raised me. No, it was none of those things. No, it was my own fault that I ended up right there. But where sin abounded, grace much more abounded there. And that's not what happened. And it was only by the great grace of God that I got back up. It was only by the grace of God that I got back up. And that was it. But He's given me a lot better way than that. A far better way. And He's not just given me a far better way. He's given you all a far better way than that. I mean, y'all have y'all's own testimonies of the wrong way. Okay? We have testimonies of how good the Lord has been and saved us from that. But let's continue in that goodness. Let's yield ourselves unto Him and what He has for us. And being willing to minister that same goodness and that same love to others. And see, and that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about. You don't just receive that grace to take it upon yourself and to hide it, put it under a bushel. No. No, He's given you all those things to go what? That you can have it and partake of, and also for you to go share of it. And I just seen, just this past week and the week before and the week before that, testimonies in each of you guys' lives of the Lord just doing that when you yet just took heed to the freedom that He's given you. He's a gentleman. He's not going to force you to do that. The enemy wants to try to force you to do that. That's not the Lord. But it is there for you. And I'm going to read 17 on down. But God be thanked that you were the servants of sin, but you have obeyed from that heart that form of doctrine which was delivered you. Being then made free from sin, you became the servants of righteousness. I speak after the manner of men because of the infirmity of your flesh. For as you have yielded your members servants unto uncleanness, unto iniquity, even so now yield your members to servants to righteousness, unto holiness. In the same manner you went after those things in the flesh, whether it was to be a holy, holy, righteous triumpher, or to be chasing after girls and women, or drugs and women, they're the same. Or what is it ever to chase after whatever your thing was. Go after the Lord and what He's given you. Yield yourselves unto Him. What fruit had ye then For when you were the servants of sin, you were free from righteousness. What fruit had you then in those things where you are now ashamed? For the end of those things is death. But now being made free from sin and become servants to God, ye have your fruit unto holiness, and the end everlasting life. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And that gift he has gave every single one of you that has accepted him and that has received him. Continue in that goodness. Continue in that liberty. Continue in that faith that he's given each and every single one of you. Take heed to that direction. We don't have to be out here in La La Land not knowing which way to go, George, not knowing which way to go. We don't have to be wandering out there like that. Sure does feel that way sometimes, but that's my flesh wanting me to get that way. And I have everything I need, and you have everything you need to go forward in him. Everything. Everything. So let's grab a hold on it, receive it, and go forward in it. And the freedom which he has set us free in. Amen.
I wanna know, yes, I wanna know if you love my
to know, yes, I want to know if you love my Lord.
You are listening to the Eagle Radio Network. Our programming is listener-driven. If you'd like to help support the Eagle Radio Network to be able to continue providing programming, please click the donate button located on our site at www.eagle-radio.com. Thank you for your support.